Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tauscher?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no... You're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Packers fan, great opportunity to thank the Houston Texans and the Jacksonville Jaguars for helping you out. Not addition. The back from the bye week, basically splitting the season right down the middle, since 17 games make it hard to split down the middle. What's your one positive and one negative from the first half of the season? Addition. And the I was really looking forward to the first of many installments of Caleb Williams versus Jordan Love. Growth is not linear. You may have heard me say that before. He is struggling, and so are the Bears, edition of Wilde and Tausch. A 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Great to be back, although it kind of feels like I never left. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios and from his undisclosed location. On this Veterans Day, which let me again take the opportunity to remind everyone that when we sarcastically say to each other, thank you for your service, it's because what we do compared to what veterans and those who protect our country do is nothing. It is facetious. We thank you for your actual service as opposed to the service of doing a ridiculous radio show 3 hours a day. Speaking of ridiculous, it is the Packers Hall of Famer. It's Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
What do you mean, speaking of ridiculous?
Nothing. I was a total non sequitur. I just thought I'd be fine.
Oh.
Sorry. Hi.
So your whole, shtick about, oh, woe is me, I'm taking, because, hey, listen, you took 2 days off and well-deserved. You've been grinding, had
sure,
the weekend
yeah.
off,
thanks.
But then...
Yeah.
You're texting us as the show's going on. If you want me to join, go ahead. You're taking 2 days. Go take 2 days. You don't
yeah,
need to.
I'm just trying. I'm not good at that. I'm just not. I'm not good at it. Now, if I worked
you,
a hard job.
But nobody texts you. Nobody texts you to say, Jason, we really need you at 10:15. Enjoy your time. Because I actually, Paul and I agree on some things. We obviously disagree on a lot of other things. I agree with her on this.
I don't know what that
I don't
means.
Know if you have like a I'm not sure what psychologist would break this down, but hey man, I'm taking 2 days. I'll see you guys Monday. Everybody be great with that. But not you. And I'm curious why.
Yeah, I'm curious why too. I would say this. I would say that while you will never hear me doing a lot of self-horn tooting.
God.
I think I do. Sounds like Micah Parsons. I think I do. Well, we'll get into that. Not a lot of nice things to say about our guy Big Mike yesterday. While I certainly understand that shows will go on without me, there are shows that have my appearance built into their schedule, and it is a commitment. Now, if they don't want me, that's fine. And if they say, hey, we don't really need you today, fine. But if I'm available to talk on the phone, like that, sure. Remember, that's my job when I'm appearing on these programs, including ours, on Friday when you were off, which you're right. Nobody heard from you when you did that. Good for you. Thank you for your service. But if people want me on and I'm available, I'm going to be on. And
sure.
You're right. You and Paula agree that it's a psychosis that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
That's all great, but then it's like, well, I just tried to take a couple days, and I couldn't get it.
I'm not blaming anyone. No. Let's be very clear. I'm not blaming anyone but myself. No, I'm not.
He's kinda.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And for Jesse to agree with me, all right. Okay, let's move on.
You're alluding that you had you
the show can't go on without
you
it,
directly went from I didn't get enough done. I did join the show a lot. It wasn't.
Well, I never said I didn't get enough done. Let's play back the tape.
I never said that. I bet you didn't.
You're not denying it.
No, I mean I never get enough done. But that's another thing you and Paula can agree upon. All right, Tausch, you watched a lot of football over the weekend. The Badgers were on
a bye.
I didn't watch a lot, but I watched.
I watched enough yesterday to feel really good about the team I like and that I care about, because the Bears, I tried to tell you guys that they stink. I made some conversations with people, and there's no
wagers
exchanging. There's no exchanging of anything. But
of course not.
I tried to tell my Bear fan buddies that it wasn't going to be that much better. I think your quarterback is better than what you had, but linear is growth, or whatever you always say. The Bears' growth is not linear. And the Bears' offense is, I think you could put it along with the New York Jets right now. It's probably about, they both stink. And the Bears, I don't know how they're going to get any better. It's a great time. I don't know what's going to happen. I just reached out to our buddy Cap from Cap and Hood. Not an ESPN Chicago, because they had Eberflus on. They have kind of one of those deals because they're the home of the Chicago Bears.
Oh, boy.
The phone went out on them three different times. So they're talking. They're going to change their offensive coordinator. They're not going to fire Eberflus, it doesn't sound like. So they're going to change their offensive coordinator. But three different times, old boy's reception wasn't good. And I don't know. I'm hoping he's able to jump in for 5 or 10 minutes. I just want to get
must
a vibe how that all works out. Yeah, it's a weird coincidence that their team stinks, and then all of a sudden his interview, three disconnections later. But the Bears stink. That's going to be two wins for the Packers. Let's call it what it is. So that puts us at 8 wins. I thought 11 or 12. The Lions, they showcased themselves. I thought – everybody kind of crowned them, and listen, man, I think they're a really good team. I am not poo-pooing them. But my Jared Goff observations, I'm not changing them. He's been good. He's really good when everything is piping. The fact that the Texans, and by the way, the Texans got after Jordan Love a little bit too.
They did.
Their defense, and Will Anderson wasn't even playing for them last night. This construct of the Lions are unbeatable, and they're like the next coming of the 85 Bears or the St. Louis Rams that couldn't be stopped, or any of these juggernauts, it's just not there. There are no juggernauts that cannot be beaten. I know the Chiefs are undefeated, but they're beatable too. I'm not going to go down the nut whack thing because they deserve credit. But my point on all this is, the Vikings are who we think they are. They're a gritty, good, a well-coached team that I think is very limited offensively, and I look forward to the matchup up in U.S. Bank Stadium in December. I think it's going to be very good for the Green Bay Packers. So, all in all, after what I watched, my resolve on the Packers still being a Super Bowl team is stronger than it was last week. Because I think we have to look back at that Detroit Lions game and think, yeah, they beat us, and they beat us handily. But were they that much better? And I tried to tell you then, no, they weren't. We were sloppy. We gave them that touchdown, and with that, it changed the whole complexion of the game. I'm looking forward to that matchup, too. So I am not going to crown them as the division champs yet. I am still thinking Green Bay has a shot at the one, and if they don't get it, the Green Bay Packers are still positioned finally to go to another Super Bowl. That's all I learned from yesterday's observations. Tell me I'm crazy.
You're not crazy. I don't remember anyone. I believe I said that even though they lost, they could still win the division when it happened with the Lions. I do feel you have a tendency to maybe just a tiny little bit be prisoner of the moment-y. And game to game, things do change. I mean, your diagnosis of Jared Goff will get zero pushback from me. None. Because Matt LaFleur feels the same way you do. Now, his team didn't do what they needed to do in that matchup.
And that's the part, watching last night, why the hell didn't we do that? They didn't have their best pass rusher. We had everybody available to us. And we still had, correct me if I'm wrong, we still had Preston Smith. We had our full roster, and Goff didn't move off his spot the whole blanking day. You would have thought they had Richard Dent and Otis Wilson and the Fridge, everybody coming at
Steve
him.
Steve McMichael, last night. Dan Hampton. Did you need more 85 Bears? Look.
I wanted three, and I thought
my,
I got three.
My point is that Jared Goff had a crummy
Wilbur
game.
Marshall. Wilbur.
Sure. Matt Sui. I mean, I know he's not on defense, but Gary Fencick. He obviously, Dave Duerson.
Singletary, of course.
He obviously played poorly. He threw five interceptions. I guess I would ask you to take a quick peek at the other side of the coin and look at their defense, which managed to get them the ball back time and time and time again from the Texans and give them a chance to win. Mm-hmm. I would say I would look at their kicker, who the Packers had the opportunity to have, and I know as Chris Collinsworth, I think, said, maybe it was Mike Tirico, that if they'd have put one more layer of paint on the goalposts, he would have doinked the two kicks he made. But he hits a 58 and a 56 to give them the win. I mean, that's pretty good kicking right there from a guy that the Packers had the chance to sign, had him in for a workout, and let him get out the building because they weren't sure what they wanted to do. The Vikings did not play well. Their quarterback threw, what did he finish with? Three, four interceptions? They had one of those dominating games where they put up 400 and some yards and went like 0 for 7 in the red zone, and they still won. So there is something to be said for finding ways to win, just like when the Packers do it.
Yes,
but I'm a little surprised that two teams in the division gaining a game on the Packers while the Packers were idle makes you even more confident in them as opposed to being at the same level or slightly lower. That's what I'm saying.
Did you? Because I watched the games.
I watched both games too. Yeah, I had both games on. I did. I saw.
And you're telling me you feel, whoa, we can't. That's going to be tough.
No, man. I'm not saying, Packers can't compete with these guys. I'm not saying
Jason,
that.
I guess here's the thing I want to make sure, because I know how, especially in this new digital world, things get construed. I want to make sure I am crystal blanking clear. Yeah. I respect the Detroit Lions a lot. They are going to be the biggest impediment, in my opinion, to the Green Bay Packers going to a Super Bowl. Whether it's we are not the one seed, we don't win the division, we have to play a third playoff game, however you want to shake it out. But my point is, for all of our Packer fans listening, to think that Detroit is some unbeatable force, or what they did to us, oh my gosh, we're not even in the same league. They were better that day. No doubt. They executed better. Their mindset, well, however you want to look at it, outcoached everything. But when you look at the yardage and how the game played out, and then what I believe Detroit, where they're at, Green Bay can most definitely beat them. Now, Detroit can definitely beat them. But this whole construct of we're two tiers behind them or we're a couple clicks below them, I'm not buying that. And I think that for the tieredness of the NFL, Detroit deserves to be a notch above, but that doesn't mean they have to stay that way. And that's what I learned from yesterday's games.
You learned that from yesterday's games. They're 8-1.
They're good.
I don't mean to no blank you, but they're 8-1. They've beaten the Packers once already. They deserve to be a notch ahead of them, but they play each other again, so they don't automatically get to stay there. The Packers lost to the Lions. You just said
that
doesn't mean they have to stay there or something to that effect.
Yeah, they don't.
Agreed.
They also threw 5 interceptions in 1. Like, this seems
That's
unbeatable.
It's a good win.
It's a great
all any I'm saying, pick sixes? Were there any pick sixes? Because I know that is
Penei Sewell is not as good of a tackler as you are. No. Look, or maybe he's a better tackler since they had you had 3 touchdowns and you guys gave up. Nice. Look, all I'm saying is that they lost to the Lions and the Vikings at home last year. They did not get booed off the field this year in either of those games, but let's be honest,
these were only slightly better
than they were the last time they played those two teams and lost to them both at home in the same season. They didn't get rocked the way Aiden Hutchinson, because he wasn't playing, did, and the rest of that defense did to them in the first matchup last season in Green Bay, and they weren't as putrid offensively as they were in the first matchup with the Vikings. But they dug 28-0 hole against the Vikings and a 24-3 hole against the Lions. So, not great, Bob. And yet, last season, they went to both those places later in the year and won.
Mm-hmm.
So, nothing is written, Natasha Bedingfield. We all agree with you.
No, there's stuff written. Whoa, whoa, whoa. There's stuff written.
The rest is still unwritten.
Jets stink. No, Jets stink, Bears stink, Cowboys stink. There's a lot of written.
Right,
so, there is some unwritten, but there's a lot of things about this NFL season that is written.
Let me clarify. There are things written about this NFL season, but it's still yet to be written about the Packers. They have played 2 division games. Now, they lost both of them, and they were both at home, but they still have the Bears twice and each of the other 2 teams once at their places where they won both games last year. Am I saying they will go to Detroit and Minnesota and win? I don't know. But I would say this. If they don't, then you can officially say that one or both of those teams are a notch above them because they will both finish ahead of them in the standings.
No. Minnesota's not going to finish above them. We can lose to Minnesota and we're still going to... No, we'll still be ahead of them.
You are very dismissive of the Minnesota Vikings. Mark the tape.
Yeah, I gave them their credit when they were 5-0. I'm not buying what they're selling. I'm just not.
Okay. If the season ended today, which it doesn't, and you'd be irritated because we'd miss out on a lot of games, the Green Bay Packers would still make the playoffs. They would be the number 7 seed, just as they were a year ago. The division winners would be Detroit at 8-1, Philly, who they've also lost to, at 7-2, Atlanta and Arizona would win their divisions at 6-4. The 3 wild cards would be Minnesota at 7-2, Washington at 7-3, and Green Bay at 6-3. nipping at their heels, the 49ers at 5-4. So that is where things stand in the NFC. Much is yet to be written.
Yep.
But nevertheless, Tausch feels better about the Packers than he did going into the bye week and their chances of winning the division. Is that an accurate summation of the first 20 minutes of the program?
Correct.
Okay, here's my question.
You nailed it.
Do you agree with Tausch? Do you come out of the bye week feeling better about the Packers' chances of winning the NFC North than you did going into it? Even
Great
though
question.
Both the teams ahead of them, dude, I'm aware of how brilliant you are, okay? This was a brilliant topic.
Brilliance. And by the way, I could look like a complete moron when the Packers end up 6-11 and don't win another
competitive. They're not going
6-11. Hey, Jason, I feel very confident that's not going to happen.
So do you feel like Tausch feels? You went into the bye. The Packers were 6-3. And then the
Can
Lions
you add that
and the
Detroit
Vikings.
Looked real creaky and that they're not the juggernaut that everybody crowned them. They're a really good football team. They're really good.
The Vikings and the Lions won.
Yeah.
And yet Tausch feels even better than he did about winning the division. Do you
agree? I want to ask you this before we go to break. Do you feel like if you had to put money down that the Vikings make the playoffs or that the Vikings miss the playoffs or the Packers miss the playoffs, which one are you going to put down?
So, can I look at the Vikings schedule first?
Go ahead. Take your time because I got a new read that I got to take a look at. I'm not even sure where it's going to start, but don't spend another winter shivering at home with the wind howling through your windows.
Spooky.
Take advantage of this deal at Pella. No interest and no payments for 12 months. Keep your home comfortable and save on energy bills thanks to customizable windows and doors from Pella. Pella can design them to look like they've been a part of your home throughout its long and illustrious history. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends at the end of the month. I think for my first time through, that might be my best one I've ever done. And I don't think that's prisoner of the moment.
No.
What was the voice?
It was Halloween. Halloween voice.
It was half on Halloween, November 11th. Half Santa Claus.
It was wind blowing through old crappy doors and windows that needed to be replaced. I'd like for you to add that next time, and then it'll get better for you.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know. Since I hadn't seen the copy, I had no idea where you were going.
That makes two of us. So that's good.
All right, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Here is the question. Tausch feels better, and I'll poll it as well. Tausch feels better about where the Packers are at coming out of the bye than he did going into the bye, even though the Lions and Vikings won. Do you agree? 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. We'll get to your calls, your texts, and the poll question next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back home around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. But I know one thing, that I love you. Metaphysical man.
The poll question is this. Today's Wilde and Tausch poll question. At Mark Tauscher 65 came out of the bye week feeling even better, all caps, about the Packers' chances of winning the NFC North, even though the Lions and Vikings both won. Do you agree with old T? Yes or no? Jesse, how are you? Before we get to calls, how are you voting?
I do not feel better about where the Packers stand after the bye week. I think the Lions throwing 5 interceptions and scoring 19 unanswered points in the second half to win a game against a playoff team is still an impressive win, and it doesn't make me feel better that they're beatable. It makes me feel worse that, like, I thought they were, if they were ever going to lose a game bad last night, it would be last night, and they won it. And that just shows me that they're that much better of a Super Bowl contender than I even thought they would be.
Well, now, wait a minute now.
Good
great point.
It's a good great
point. So let me ask you this. Do our options need to be, because I've not clicked whatever we do now, post on X, which does, do you know anyone who calls it X?
No.
Yeah, I don't either.
No.
Your guy. So, do we need two options on the nose? Yes, I'm with old T. No, I feel the same. No, I feel worse.
Yeah, I like that. Did you post it already, or is it?
No.
Look at you drafting stuff.
I'm a savvy drafter. All right, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. The question is the same as the poll. Coming out of the bye week, do you feel like Tausch? Do you feel better about the Packers' chances? The Lions beat the Houston Texans on the road in a game in which their quarterback throws 5 picks. And their team, the ultimate team game football is, still wins. The Minnesota Vikings are like 0 for 30 in the red zone against the Jacksonville Jaguars. They still win 12-7. And yet old T feels better.
12-7. Minnesota's offense is putrid. Let's just
I like those Jaguars uniforms yesterday, though, with the white helmets. Look nice.
Those were slick. Mac Jones looked particularly good in them. All right, 844-770.
Arizona's just so bad, though. Oh, my gosh. The Cardinals stink. They're the worst team in football, I was told from somebody on this panel.
I did not. I never called them the worst team in football.
You said they stink.
They haven't lost since you called them the worst team in football,
which I never called.
There is no way to judge the Packers off of that game because they're so god-awful.
They were 2-4.
RTT.
I'm sorry?
RTT. Run the tape.
They have beaten the Chargers, the Dolphins, the Bears, and the Jets. And I believe I heard someone
Gauntlet.
When I referenced Natasha Bedingfield say how god-awful the Bears and the Jets are, and that has been written in Sharpie, I believe.
Yeah, they stink. Yeah, they definitely stink. No
okay.
doubt about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Dolphins without Tua.
And just okay. for the record, Jason, mm-hmm. I actually agree. Not to the same degree. I thought that win was a good win for the Packers.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have the Cardinals being that stinky, but I don't have them winning their division. So
okay.
I don't want to totally disagree with your assessment on them, but they really do. They're not anywhere in the same league. As obviously the Jets and some of these other teams.
But yeah, they're not as bad as them.
The Cardinals are doing their best Badgers impression when they played Purdue, Rutgers, and Northwestern in those 3 straight weeks.
Good one, Jesse.
Tausch has no comment.
So we shocked right. the world Saturday night on another blanking primetime game.
Yeah, that'll be fun to watch. I look forward to that. All right, let's do this since we're already at 9:32. If you're on hold, stay there. We will start your calls next. 844-770-3776. Sorry to make you wait. You'll have to wait through Tausch telling us how his prize picks went over the weekend, which I'm assuming, since you feel so good about the Packers' chances, that you made some correct calls on your prize picks as well. Is that correct?
Well, I did. I had Goff more on the old interceptions because I believe Dan Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. With over 10 million members, billions of dollars in awarded winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to everybody. Pick more or less on at least 2 players for a shot to win up to 100 times your cash. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with injury insurance so that your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. And if your player leaves in the first half, doesn't return, Prize Picks will keep your lineup alive. Man, Jesse, remember the good old days in September? The whole month, Caleb Williams, completions and yards and all that. It was like a what was thought to be a gimme, and I know Prize Pick doesn't do gimmies, I'm not sure I'd take more at this point when they do that.
It was 0.5 passing yards a game.
I know. It's been a battle.
He's barely got over that.
It's been a ton of fun, and now you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Download that app today. Use the code WI. You get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's code WI to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks.
Run!
Your
game.
Your call's next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch is brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's makes the good stuff for good times. Find recipes, videos, and more at titosvodka.com.
Don't ever see you sober if I'm breathing. Racing to the moonlight and I'm speeding.
Let's get to your calls.
Ready to go far, I'm Star Wars.
844-770-3776. Let's get started with Ron in Rome, Wisconsin, not Italy. Ron, good morning. How are you?
Good. Hey, you know, I agree with Tausch, but with one qualifier. I was at the game, and the one thing that made me mad at that game was the penalties that we're getting. We're still got a problem with them. They're really stupid. And especially having 4 false starts at home is just inexcusable. So the team has a problem either with discipline or preparation. So that worries me. I'm optimistic, though, because it wasn't like we were outclassed on the field. We moved the ball. Yes, Love has a problem with interceptions, but maybe this one will be enough of a slap in the face that he'll be a little more careful. Preston Smith being traded, I think, might give a little fear of losing your job like the Packers had when Ron Wolf was GM. And so maybe that'll wake him up a little.
Well, that's an interesting thought. Tausch, do you view that as a spur in the saddle, or whatever phrase I'm looking for that's not working right now, to the other players that they moved on from an unproductive and unhappy Preston Smith?
Well, so Ron, the fact that he agreed with me makes me want to agree with him, and I'll agree with him on this part of it, and then I'll disagree with the Ron Wolf assessment. I agree that they need to clean their blank up, and I have confidence they will. And whether or not that's going to be blind confidence that's foolish, we'll find out. I have seen what this team has done in November, December, and January. Again, cut the postseason out of it. I'm not counting postseason. We'll get there when we get there. This team has constantly, under Matt LaFleur, has improved. They've gotten better. They need to clean up those penalties. It has to happen. If it doesn't, everything I'm saying is just they'll end up being a 6 or 7 seed and being a fart in the wind. That's what that'll end up being. So that needs to get cleaned up. I have a lot of confidence it will, because we've seen – we haven't seen a team this sloppy under LaFleur, though, for this long.
Right.
And that's the part that's why I'm not worried about the Lions, anything else. I'm worried if we can get that fixed and cleaned up, I love our chances. If we can't, we won't. But that's not about the Lions or the Vikings or the Eagles. That's about us. So let's just take that as a side note. That needs to happen. If it doesn't, yeah, I'll be completely wrong. As far as the Preston Smith component to this, no, that isn't a you better keep your eyes up. Preston Smith asked to be traded. Preston Smith didn't fit with what they were doing, and the Packers are now giving opportunities, not threats. As, all right, Kingsley, you've done some stuff. You're now getting more. All right, Lucas Van Ness, you're getting more opportunities. So it's more about I need to be validated as a player that this is the right move for me, not about, oh, I'm scared I'm going to get fired if I don't play better. That's not how this regime works. It was how some prior regimes worked. That's not what Goody and LaFleur do. They're going to empower you to make these, you know, to go out there and play, and your opportunities are there. If you don't take advantage of them, hey, that's on you. We'll replace you. But go ahead. Here you go, Lucas Van Ness. You weren't getting enough reps. Well, here you go. Hey, Kingsley, you've done some good things in the limited amount of plays. Here we go. And so I would disagree on that part of it, but I totally agree. It's got to get cleaned up. I think it will. Jason, do you think that this offense and what they do penalty-wise and turning the football over, do they clean it up? Because if they do, this team can do everything they want. If they don't, they will be a fart in the wind.
I don't know about the turnover portion of the program because I'm really curious, and I've been fascinated by this all season. You know this. I've written about it. We've talked about it a ton. Is how do you figure out how to get your second-year starting quarterback to still be able to conjure up the magic that he wants to conjure up with the confidence he has and not turn the ball over like he has? Because remember, him turning the ball over last year in the first half of the season was a young offense surrounded by young players who were a lot of rookies playing, him being a first-time starter, and him making mistakes that he doesn't make anymore. I don't think he makes the same mistakes now. I think now he takes risks. Now, his accuracy, during the second half of last season, he completed 70.3% of his passes in the last eight games. He is at 61.3% right now, which is not the 57% he was in the first half of last season, but it ain't great. And there's drops in there. I get it. There's a bunch of stuff in there. But I don't know what the second half of his season looks like, because what I don't think he's going to do is just do everything, you know, check down Charlie and whatever the play call is, not do any sort of risk-taking. I just don't think he's going to be able to do that now that he's established himself. And I don't have a problem with that. I want him to play that way. I just want him to make a few better decisions in the most inopportune times to turn the ball over. As far as the penalties, my question for you is, because you played on some teams that were highly penalized, how exactly do you fix them? Because we all talk about them, right? Oh, you can't jump off sides.
What do we say
Slayton
about coaches? What do you get?
You get what you emphasize. You also get what you tolerate.
There you go.
So,
but
what is that? What is like false starts? How do you work on not committing false starts anymore?
Well, maybe you start by tightening up on your hard counts and some of those things. And with the offense that does as much motion and things that Matt LaFleur does, and we all love, you have to tighten some stuff up. And guys just got to focus and not allow it. I am not going to sit here and say, if you're on the road in a loud environment on third down and if you get a little flinchy, I get it. The other penalties, I can count on one hand how many penalties I had at home. Because at home, it's easier. And it shouldn't happen. On the road is tougher. But when you're at home, that is a focus thing and that is an emphasis. It should, you know, combative penalties, I ain't going to cry about those. But the not lining up properly or not being set and flinching, we're going to have somebody on a little bit later in the show that ain't about flinching.
Matt Eberflus?
Maybe. He's flinching on the phone. No flinching. So that's what it is, Jason. It's, you have to demand that. And guys would get pulled out. When practice, you'd go run. We would do push-ups. You get yanked. You don't do. You're out. We can't tolerate it. Boom. You're done. And then if it was Cliffy or somebody, would be like, all right, get back in there. You know, okay, just don't do it. And I got to put somebody else out there.
The early returns on the poll. Then we'll get to Ricardo in Canada.
Not going to be good for me. Listen, man, I'm going out there. I get it. Because the common sense thing would say, Tausch, you're being an idiot. Yeah, potentially. Or I'm potentially being a genius. And I'm all right with that.
Tausch came out of the bye week feeling even better about the Packers' chances of winning the NFC North, even though both the Lions and Vikings won. Do you agree with Old T? Yes, I feel better too. 16.7%.
Ooh, that's a little bit.
No, I feel the same. 62%.
Okay.
No, I feel worse. 21.3%.
So I'm at about 80%. Because I think people feeling the same, I think a lot of Packer fans felt like we're still, it's going to come down to, the division's going to come down to the Detroit game up there. That's what's going to happen.
You're claiming victory on the people who are voting against you in the poll?
I just told you, Jesse, I understand. But I do think most Packer fans that felt the same felt like, all right, Detroit's good, but ain't that good. Let's stop crowning them.
Who in your orbit?
Listen to
Jason. Them.
People have crowned them ahead of the Chiefs. Nobody's ahead of the Chiefs right now. Period.
All right.
Defending champs.
There's another discussion to be had, because I think there's a portion of the Packers fan base, and again, it is not a homogeneous group. Everyone has different opinions. But I got Rainbow Trout here in the YouTube comments. So depressing that the Lions got a tough coach like Dan Campbell, and the Packers get a soft as Charmin, eyebrow waxing metrosexual like LaFleur.
$100 a week.
I think Rainbow Trout, not his real name, I'm assuming.
So just wait, before Rainbow Trout's point, is that $100 a week just on the face?
I don't know. I didn't hear
that.
What
are you going to ask him today?
He's not available today. He's not available today, and the locker room's open at 11:15 when I am here. So I won't be talking to players today either. I would say this. Clearly, Rainbow Trout views handsome Matt LaFleur as soft, and he sees metrosexual as an insult. I would also say that there are, I don't know how big the group is, but there's a lot of Packers fans that are envious of the Lions because they like the way Dan Campbell coaches. And hand up, I was 1,000% wrong about him. They were like 1-7 in his first year, and I was like, all this rah-rah, biting kneecaps, BS ain't working with professional football players. I was wrong. 1,000% wrong. Now, he's got a damn smart offensive coordinator who's really good at what he does. That helps. But he is a fantastic coach, and his way works. And I take it back. I was 1,000,000% wrong on that. But I do think there are Packers fans that look at the Lions and are crowning them, or at least saying these things, nice things about them, because they're jealous that they have a coach who's that way, and the Packers coach is the way Matt LaFleur is. I don't understand why you wouldn't like the way Matt LaFleur is, but if you compare him to Dan Campbell and you like Dan Campbell's style, yes, he is going to lose 1,000 times out of 1,000 in your mind, right? Smarts is not going to beat the toughness and the risk-taking and everything else. People aren't going to like that. So I get it. But I don't know how big that group of people is, but they're probably the same people that throw their arms up and say, the Lions are winning the division, I would think, because our metrosexual coach is not going to be able to
win. In fairness, the math tells you that the Lions are probably going to win the division. That's what math will tell you.
They have a two-game lead, plus they have one head-to-head win.
Go ahead and look at – and I want to – and I know we have to get another call in before break. The schedule, the Packers – I think Detroit's schedule coming home is not cakewalk city, although I think they probably have the Bears on there twice, and they only have six games left, so how tough can it be? You know what I mean?
If only they had Arizona on the schedule. All right, we need to get some more calls, 844-770-3776. I'm sorry I have not done – an outstanding job to this point of keeping us on the clock and getting to your calls. So that is on me. I will do a better job as we roll through
In
the
fairness,
show.
We'll get... Jason, when you were out, we were brutal with the clock. In fairness.
So it's almost
brutal.
As if it has nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
You were bragging about how good we were for 2 hours on Thursday.
Yeah, but then the third hour got away from us, and I think we ran out of time before the end of the actual show. I mean, we couldn't even get to the commercial at the end.
Yeah. That seems suboptimal.
Wasn't perfect.
And I didn't even come on to filibuster.
Yeah, I'm not even going to put Jason. That's why I'm not going to crush you today.
I appreciate that. It is Veterans Day. Thank you for your service, sincerely, as opposed to what we say to each other. And Fleet Farm is showing their appreciation for all those who have served our country by celebrating veterans and active military members with 10% off their in-store purchases through today. So it ends today. Also, visit your local Fleet Farm to save 10% now through Veterans Day, which is today, but also for their Milwaukee Deal Days, which are going on right now at Fleet Farm. You'll find awesome deals on power tool combos, kits, batteries, accessories, and more from a power tool brand you know you can count on, just like our veterans. These deals won't last long, so stop into Fleet Farm today to save during Milwaukee Deal Days. And again, if you're a veteran, swing by today. Active military members and veterans, an extra 10% off your in-store purchase. More of your calls next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
This ain't a good time, but when is it ever? I know the perfect time.
Get right to the calls. I'm sorry to keep everyone waiting. We've got a big announcement coming at what time, Jesse?
10:15. We got a big announcement coming up with potentially a special guest joining us as part of that big announcement. So,
oh wow!
And then, gonna be big.
Don't flinch. And then the Catman at 11 to discuss how what a train wreck the Bears are, and not just when Matt Eberflus doesn't pay his cell phone.
Can you imagine Jason sitting there? The Packers stinking, and we do an interview with the head coach, and you just say, your phone connection sucks just like your offense. I mean,
your
can
cell
you imagine
phone
that?
Is as bad as the offense right now. That is the Catman on ESPN 1000 in Chicago. All right. Here's a guy who's always positive. There's no way he's not agreeing with you. From north of the border, it is our friend Ricardo. Oh, Canada. Ricardo? Am I predicting correctly your feelings about the Packers coming out of the bye?
Absolutely, 1,000%. Never a doubt in my mind. There's one for sure thing. This was a very, very good weekend for the Packers because it proved that the only team that can beat the Packers is the Packers. God, there's some bad football played yesterday. How do you throw five picks and not take advantage and win that game in prime time? None of this, like, that offensive play caller for the Texans was god-awful. Well, he kept running, just Joe Mixon right down the middle to the heart of the line's teeth of their defense over and over again. Buddy, do something else, man. CJ Stroud, you got to pick up your game. Minnesota, I told you guys weeks ago, they cannot squeeze any more juice out of Sam Darnold. They're fugazi. They're fakes. Buy them at your own peril. It's fool's gold. We're going to take them. If the Green Bay Packers get their you-know-what together and play a semi-decent, complete game, I'm not even 100%, like 90%. We will be in the running for Super Bowl champions. Mark my words. That's what's going on.
I love your positivity. Can I do this?
Hey, is Ricardo still there? Is he still there?
Yeah, we got him.
Ricardo, quick question before we let you go. First off, appreciate you. Secondly, will we clean up? Because we have beaten ourselves. How confident are you that we will clean up the turnovers and the sloppy penalties so that we can get to another Super Bowl?
History has said that we will clean it up. And I do have a feeling these guys, they're still a young team, but they have playing experience. I think they will get their blame together. The penalties will be a little bit of an issue. The pre-snap penalties, I think we'll clean those up. And I think the big one will be the drops. I think eventually something will start to click. Matt LaFleur will get these guys playing in a way that they'll convert the third downs. We'll keep drives going. Jordan Love will finally, now that he's healthier, he's a little bit more confident. He'll be able to push off that back leg. We'll be all right. We'll be all right. Have faith, boys.
Okay.
All right, Ricardo, we appreciate the call. Josh in Kenosha and Eric in Green Bay will get you at the top of the 10 o'clock hour before we get to our special guest. I hate to be the non-fan on the panel, but there's a little green and gold colored glasses starting to build on social media and on our calls. So I'm curious if maybe there's just a little bit of Pollyanna-ishness going on at the moment.
No, and I get your point, and I do think there's a caveat. Championship teams typically don't have caveats. It's, we're going to overcome. The Packers have shown they can overcome against bad teams.
Mm-hmm.
They've shown that. Pick six against the Rams, you know, all the turnovers, and I don't remember which game it was, Stink City, USA, and they found a way to win. This time around, you're not beating good teams consistently with it. I don't think the Texans are that great. If Detroit does that against the Chiefs or the Packers or one of these or the Eagles, they're not beating them. So,
isn't
they,
the Packers' best win flawed. Of the season against the Texans?
No, it's the Cardinals by far. It's the only complete game of the year. That's it.
The Cardinals and Texans have the same record now.
Texans, listen, Ricardo just said about the Texans running the ball up the middle. The Texans can't protect Stroud. They know it. I'm telling you, you saw it in the second quarter. Stroud knew his blank was beat because they can't protect. And that's coming from a team, everybody that loves the team doesn't think their pass rush is any good. And they couldn't do it. Chino?
I know. And I also know that based on watching last night's game, Detroit Lions fans are really traveling well. They're noticeable on the road. I wonder if many of them are Madison-based and have been making some extra money going to Fortrea and taking some clinical trial action so they can pay for all this travel they're doing.
Oh, that's a great question. We got some new studies. I tell you all the time, go to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. We highlight a lot of the heavier set. But there's studies all across the board if you're looking to pick up a little extra cash. And right now, surgically sterile males and females of non-childbearing potential, ages 18 to 55. Yeah, I said it. Body mass index of 18 to 32. Study one stay, and I like this part, variance, 12 nights to 22 nights. One follow-up call, and your compensation goes from $11,716 all the way to $18,786 for your time and participation if you refer a friend. Another $500 per qualified referral. Again, all kinds of different studies. Head over to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, clinicaltrials.com.
Run your study. All right, we need to kick off the 10 o'clock hour. We will get to the two calls that are there, and then we will get to our big announcement. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.